The following program is sponsored by the Jelensky Advisory Group. Josh Jelensky is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy, or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelensky. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelensky Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelensky.
In New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Philly, and around the globe with iHeartMedia. And now our Philly station's joining us. If you're a Philly native, you'll remember the Kotlikoff's department store. Remember that, Larry? Did you play there as a kid?
I worked there from like age 7. I didn't have any child labor laws, but I was working. We opened around 9 and closed Christmas. It was 9 or 10 o'clock at night. We were As little kids, you know, wrapping packages or checking in goods. It was like the big neighborhood department store. And then, unfortunately, Camden, you know, we had to change in the racial composition. Rather than, you know, getting everybody, the white community, to realize that they need to welcome the black community, they all took off. And then the police were corrupt, and there could have been many, many solutions to fix this. They put a highway right through the middle of Camden. That was what's called urban redevelopment. Destroyed the city. Many, many department stores failed. Ours was the first department store. Started in 1909 and ended around 1976. It was first and last department store in Camden. So this was the story of the malls opening up in the suburbs and suburbia taking off. And we now have kind of decimation row here. Compared to Europe, Europe had zoning and they didn't have this problem. They had, you know.
And the other thing, it's only going to get worse with Amazon and what's going on with now the malls. You know, the malls are just being decimated.
I mean, this is just
and
one
now
of
Toys R Us clothing. So, we've got to go to the phone lines.
Like this, yeah. Sure.
Next up, we have Mike. He is married with a wife age 63. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Great. Glad you're joining us. And if you're just tuning in, this is Josh Jelensky, the Financial Quarterback, with Professor Lawrence J. Kotlikoff, best-selling author of Get What's Yours, which is our free book giveaway when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review at 888-988-JOSH. So go ahead, Mike.
Okay, so I'm 63 and a half. My wife is 6 months younger. We both work for the same company. We're a contractor. And I'm probably going to work till about 72. But how does it work with my wife's Social Security?
So you have a company that you're both working at, so you're both drawing money on from your company, correct, Mike? Hello?
Yeah, well, Mike? Yes, that's correct.
That's correct. Okay. So if you're both earning, you're both 63, you said?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to assume you're both 63. Well, okay, so if you're in if you believe you have a pretty high maximum age of life, your best strategy may well be for each of you, if you've been a high earner, to wait till 70 to collect your highest possible retirement benefits. But let's say your wife just started working with you recently, and she's had a very low earnings record because maybe she stayed home with the kids for many years, or maybe you think that your maximum age of life is going to be not 100, but more like 80, because 10 of your uncles passed away from heart attacks at 78. Then it could well be that what you want to do is take your retirement benefit early so that you can get a spousal benefit going for your wife. So she might qualify for what's called an excess spousal benefit. So it really does depend on your earnings histories and your own a sense of your maximum, not your expected, but your maximum ages of life. But in general, for people like you, if you're in good physical shape, the optimal thing, and if you've both been earning a decent amount of money, the optimal thing will surely be to wait till 70, both of you, to take your highest possible benefit.
You answered the question I wanted. That's perfect.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, sure. And I would highly recommend you calling us at 888-988-JOSH. And getting your own customizable Social Security blueprint by calling us at 888-988-JOSH. It'd be well worth it.
Yeah, I would say even if you know, if you got Social Security straight, just from that conversation, there's so many other things that you need to get straight to get to the highest possible living standard and make sure your retirement spending is secure. You know, the biggest concern here, even apart from Social Security, is you're spending too much money or you're spending too little. There's no nobody wants to really have a fantastic party when they're young and then be starving when they're old. And nobody wants to starve when they're young and party when they're 90. That's not anybody's game plan. The game plan is to have a smooth ride. And economists have been onto this for over 100 years. We've specialized in something called consumption smoothing. That's the optimal theory of saving and spending. And it was developed by Irving Fisher in the 1920s at Yale. So we've been developing theory and algorithms for how to do this. And I'm the only economist who's actually taken the time to bring this to the public. And it's been a 25-year period of time that's required because to do this is very complicated to do it right.
And there are products, and the average financial advisor is having you leave millions to your kids. Maybe you don't want to leave millions to your kids, or maybe you're leaving it inefficiently. For example, we meet with a lot of people, and they don't touch their IRAs till they're 70 and a half. And then they have to take RMDs. They then have to pay income tax on that, which could potentially 8 or 9 years from now, if you're 62, 8 years from now, who will be in the White House? And what will the tax rate need to be in order to fund Social Security? Now, we're not going to get rid of Social Security. What's going to happen is people are going to be taxed 60%, 50% easily just to afford these social safety net programs, which are essential. And the way the electorate is going, especially, I mean, think about this. Beto O'Rourke got 48% in Texas. Stacey Abrams got a huge number in Georgia. Andrew Gillum got a ton in Florida. They may have not won their respective elections, but it's definitely showing a tide of progressive, socialistic style democracies where we're going to have a larger social safety net. And where are they going to get the money from? They're going to get the money from your 401k and IRA. So I would use the Maximize software to figure out a way to enjoy your money now from 60 to 70 from your IRAs and then build tax-free reserves like Roths, like cash value and life insurance, using income programs like Maxify will definitely help you. Any comments on that, Professor?
Yeah, it is complicated, but it's now feasible to get it right without paying a lot of fees. And there's a lot of money at stake. And, you know, when we go to our doctors once a year for a checkup, we don't spend 3 minutes and have him give us some drugs. He spends an hour, runs us through a lot of tests, and then, or she, and then they figure out if we actually, you know, what we need. And unfortunately, lots of the online financial tools that are free are worth what they're, what they cost. You know, AARP, for example, has all these simple calculators. If I look just at their Social Security calculator, I'm appalled. And what they're really doing is using those things to get you to buy products. They're like loss leaders. Come here, get a free Social Security calculation. It'll take you 2 minutes. Well, anything you do that takes 2 minutes in the financial world is dangerous. So what they're really doing is just trying to sell you stuff you probably don't need in any case. So the whole industry is full of charlatans, you know, not the financial advisors. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that the big companies like AARP that are out there hawking these products, you can't trust them.
Well, I believe you have to give them money to advertise. So I think if we have $10 million, Professor Kotlikoff, we could get you on, you know, the AARP magazine, something like that. You know, I mean, you got to realize nothing against them. They provide a lot of public good. There are some negative things that they do. But, you know, these people are in business. So you're in business to make a profit. And that's what it, the essence of people. People say, oh, you know, they want a fiduciary, but then they don't want to take time to do what is necessary to explore. And a fiduciary, in my opinion, is not just somebody who charges you a fee and diversifies your money. They help you with Roth planning, tax planning, Social Security. They help you put it all together in a unified whole. Now, they're willing to spend five meetings with you, as we are with our clients. So call us 888-988-JOSH. Okay, next question, who we're going to go to? We're going to go to Marion. Go ahead. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and Professor Kotlikoff.
Good morning to you both. So my question is, I had to take Social Security before I wanted to because I was working in the government and they had a reduction in force. But then 6 months later, I was able to find another job, and I worked at that job for another year. And my question is, will I get any uptick in my Social Security check because of my extra year of working, or is it once you take your Social Security, that's it, no matter, you know, what you do afterwards?
Well, yeah, if you raised your what's called primary insurance amount, if you replace one of your low earning years with a higher earning years earning year, which is likely what happened, there will be this recomputation of benefits. If you lost any money, kind of in the transition, if you lost money from the earnings test due to your going back to work, that's going to come back to you in the form of higher benefits starting at full retirement age. You are in a position, by the way, of if you're under full retirement age, which is probably 66 for you, possibly 66 or a little bit older for you, then when you reach that full retirement age, you can suspend your retirement benefit and start it up again at 70 if you go back to being to taking it. So I'm not – what age are you exactly right now?
And I started taking it – I had to take it when I was 65 and a half. I wanted to wait until I was 70, but I didn't expect –
And how old are you now?
67.
Okay, well, right now, if you're back earning money, you can suspend your retirement benefit. Start it up at 70, it will be 32% higher,
right,
adjusted for inflation. So,
if I stop working, what I wanted to ask is, if I stop working, let's say, will this past year that I've worked add to what I'm now receiving, or
it may well, and again, you can run the program and see if having worked and paid in will actually lead to a higher lifetime benefit. But the big question for you is not that. It's important, but the big question for you is, should you now suspend your retirement benefit and start it up again at 70? at a 32% higher number. If you can get by using other means, retirement account money, keeping working, borrowing money, you know, taking even out a bigger loan on your house, it may behoove you, because as Josh said, your Social Security benefits, they don't compound, but they increase 8% per year. So if you're thinking about 4 years of 8% higher benefit increases, 8% increases in retirement benefits, that's the 32%, 4 times 8 is 32% higher number, higher check that you'll start collecting as of age 70, right through age 100 if you live to 100.
Right. And what would that be as a compounded benefit? Would that be like 6% compounded?
Well, 8% would be like 1.08 times 1.08 times 1.08.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. It's really
no, it's 8 it's times plus 1.0. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but that's still
that
huge.
If you
32%
suspend,
rate.
Sorry. Is it true that if you suspend, that they make you pay back what they've already given you?
No, if you withdraw, they make you pay back. If you, for some reason, made a mistake and in what you did, and you want to just start this slate clean from, you know, suppose you took your benefits, you were retired.
Okay,
and
well, let's hold. They're yelling in my ear that I got to take a break. Give us a call, folks. 888-988 Josh. You can stay on the line, Marion. If you have a question, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and you've never taken a test drive of the Maxify software, now is your time. No charge if you schedule and keep your no obligation review. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674, 888-988-JOSH. We're going to be this week in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Princeton, New Jersey, Short Hills, New Jersey, Hackensack, New Jersey, Red Bank in Toms River, New Jersey, also Melville, Manhasset in Long Island, also New York City and Stamford, Connecticut this week. So call us now, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. To learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and we're coming to you live. Okay, Mary, do we answer your question?
Not the last question. My last question was, I had read that if you suspend or, you know, once you started receiving your Social Security and that you suspend it, that they ask you to return everything that they have given to you so far. And I want to know if that was...
Yeah, that's not correct, Marion. If you withdraw your benefit, they ask you to repay But if you suspend it, if you just stop it, let's say you took it at 62 and you're now 66 and you're full retirement age and you just want to stop it and start it up again at 70 when it's 32% higher, you're perfectly free to do that. You do not have to pay back a penny.
Oh, great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously I did it backwards because I took the Social Security instead of using my 401k.
Yeah, wonderful. We got a lot of people we got to get to, Marion.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
888-988. Josh, next up we have Barbara in a car. Go ahead.
Hi, Josh and your guest. I'm a teacher who wants to retire.
Yeah, we're with
in
Professor
June.
Lawrence J. Kotlikoff of Boston University and best-selling author.
I'm sorry.
For those of you just joining us, go ahead. No, just let everybody know. That's all.
Larry's just I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, he's.
I'm
cool.
A teacher who wants to retire in June. I'll be 62 at the end of April. I am a widow, but I was always the breadwinner because my husband was very ill for many years. I do have a 403B, I think, whatever it is that I always invested in. I have a Roth IRA, several other accounts. I will have a nice pension when I retire. I think I know the answer to this from just your past answers to a previous guest, but could I take my Social Security when I'm 62 at the end of April and invest it in something that I think might be good to invest in?
You said you're a widow, but let me ask you one question. Were you in covered employment or non-covered employment? Was Social Security payroll taxes taken out of your check every week or every month?
Yes. Every week, whatever it was, yes.
Okay. So my guess is that what you want to do, what the software would say to do, is to take your widow's benefit right away, and possibly even you've retired already or not?
No, I haven't retired. I'm going to retire at the end of June of 2019 because I'll have 38 years in. As a teacher, and I'm kind of done right now, but
okay. So you may want to take your widow's benefit even before June, and then
I don't even think I would get a widow's benefit because my husband paid very, very little into Social Security.
You'll be surprised. The system is very progressive, so somebody can get a pretty decent benefit for having contributed very little, which means
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you want to definitely find out how much that is and apply for it. Even if it's $300 a month, it's $300 a month. It's something. And then you're probably going to want to wait till 70 to take your own retirement benefit. And when you take your retirement account money and how much, it particularly, which dates to try and minimize the taxes on it, because you're going to be in a low tax bracket. Again, Josh and the software can help you figure that out because the program permits you to look at special withdrawals from your retirement account to bunch the withdrawals in years when your tax bracket is particularly low. And this has to, it's going to be dependent on when your pension is going to kick in and exactly when you should take your pension. If you wait to take your school pension, if it's higher, if you wait to take it relative to taking it earlier, then there's a decision about when to take that pension, when to start that to optimize your lifetime spending. So all this stuff is interconnected, especially through the federal and state tax system. But there are answers. It's not like it's up for grabs. We can figure this out for you, and not an expensive proposition to get this right. And the gains from getting it right are enormous. It's like it's not that expensive to go have a checkup and find that you have cancer. And then if you can get your cancer fixed, that's a whole lot cheaper than not getting it fixed.
Yeah, and
right?
We're all...
To what I just said, I mean, your benefits will still be recomputed whether or not you suspend them. Both things will happen. If you suspend them, they'll increase because of what's called the delayed retirement credit.
if you earn enough money, they will be recomputed to be a higher level, independent of whether or not you suspend them. But suspending them makes, you know, brilliant sense, given that you've got other money coming in, and this is a perfectly safe way to earn a very, very high return on your money.
Them to get the maximum. From what I understand, the furthest I can suspend it is, what, 70 and a half?
70.
To get the maximization of the monthly payment?
Yeah, 70 is the highest age. But
yeah, not 70 again, and a fine. Half. It's critical. It's 70 and a half is when your RMD is due. 70, so like if you wait a day after your 70th birthday, you know, that's waiting too long, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're just giving up benefits that they'll never pay you back.
Okay.
So you don't want to go beyond 70. And, yeah, and the RMD, the required minimum distribution from your retirement accounts is 70 and a half. That's a different date.
Okay.
Different issue.
So 70 years old, the day before the 70th birthday, you file, and that gets you an additional 32% or so, right?
You can go in a couple months before. They're very tight, backed up. Go in, you know, 3-4 months and just write an application that says, I want to start my retirement benefit in the month that I turn 70, restart my retirement benefit. You should go in tomorrow and suspend it, but go in a couple months before and put down on the application in black and white at the bottom and under comments or whatever, so it's in the record. You do not want to start it before the month that you turn. You don't want to restart it before you turn 70, because if they turn it, you know, they will call you probably a few months before you, maybe even 6 or 8 months before you reach 70, and say, "Would you like to turn it back on?" Because we will give you 6 months retroactive benefits. They will actually try and bribe you over the phone, Social Security, con you into taking it early with some big chunk of money. And what that means is that they will con you into taking permanently lower benefits. This is the other thing I've written about on my website, that they're involved in a systematic con job, the government. And this is not a conspiracy theory, because I don't believe in those per se, but this is actually what they're doing. To the point where I've called the chief actuary at Social Security, he's a friend of mine, Steve Goss, and said, you got to turn this thing off, this behavior, because it's conning people that do the wrong thing. But it makes money for Social Security to get people to take their benefit early. So they have a program of having people call you and trying to con you, lure you into doing the wrong thing systematically. It's that bad. I could not make this up. You know, this is just too wild and crazy to make this up, but that's what they're doing. They're, you know, they're paying people. Yeah.
Other than awareness, and thank you for making all of us aware, Professor Kotlikoff, Larry, but I like Professor Kotlikoff. So is Larry Kotlikoff's kind of mission to educate the public on Social Security claiming secrets? And that's why you got to get the book, Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maximizing Social Security. On our Facebook page, I'm going live. I'm actually showing the link. This was a February report. This is from the auditor's report, the Office of the Inspector General. There's a lot of these things which you hear you hear about as conspiracy. Remember, like a couple of years ago, we did this and people were like, nah, Social Security, they're not screwing people. Now they have a report out by the Office of Inspector General that this is an audited report by the Social Security Administrator, by the OIG, and basically that widows had been given the wrong advice to the tune of $131.8 million. So 9,224 beneficiaries were totally misled. Now, that's what we know about. We don't, you know, it's always, you know, that's probably a drop in the bucket of what really happened. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH. But here's the thing. Ignorance is bliss. Knowledge is power. But call us, 888-988-JOSH. Because how do you know really, you know, it's not something you can just do by reading an article. You need to take the car for a test drive. You need to take Professor Kotlikoff's software for a test drive if you have two areas of concern. One, what is the proper Social Security claiming strategy for you? And number two, if you've already done Social Security planning, how do you maximize your income in the most tax-efficient manner possible? That's the Maxify software. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. Our operators are standing by live to schedule your no-obligation review. This week will be in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Toms River, New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey, Stamford, Connecticut, Manhasset, Long Island, Melville, Long Island, New York City, Short Hills, Hackensack, and a place near you, 888-988-JOSH. And around the globe with webinars now, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages, 888-988-5674.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
What are the songs of today about? What's the special theme that Bob G created? November hits. November's a good month for music. And we're going to play all the hits of your youth from November. So go ahead. We got another caller, Rosa, approaching retirement. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. So I just turned 58. I work for the city of New York. I do have a 401k, but I heard one of you guys mentioning about spending down. I really don't want to pay a lot of taxes on, you know, the money that I have in my 401k. So I wanted to learn more about the program, you know, tax-free IRA.
Well, it's more of a strategy, and we could certainly use Professor Kotlikoff's software, Maxify, to show you. We have to take into account your Social Security income, your Roths, your non-Roths, insurance. But what a lot of people don't realize is if you, let's say you're 60 and you're retiring at 62, from 62 to 70, you could spend down your IRAs at presumably a lower tax bracket, let your Social Security grow, and then by the time you're 70, all your money could be in Roths, could be in cash value insurance. So if you need money, you could be essentially in a zero tax bracket, only paying tax on your Social Security with the provisional income formula. So there's all these formulas, and it's sort of a difficult concept to explain over the radio, but think of it as you have different pools of money. And Social Security is, even though it's taxed, up to 85% of the benefit is taxed, when you have the provisional income formula, if that's your only source of income and you have all your other monies in Roths and insurance and things that are not taxable, that could help you enormously from 70 on, where the average person is getting hammered with taxes from their RMDs. Any comments on that, Professor Kotlikoff?
Well, I absolutely agree. You want to take advantage of the years when you're in a low tax bracket. So if you're retired between, let's say, 62 and 70 and you're in a low tax bracket, you can start using withdrawals from your retirement accounts to pay for your, you know, pay the taxes then when your tax bracket is low. But also you can do these Roth conversions where you take money from your retirement account, pay taxes on it, but put it into a Roth, so you're not actually just spending it. Now it's going to accumulate again inside a Roth, and the withdrawals from the Roth will be tax-free later in life. So I think that's what Josh is saying. We have the ability under our tax law to figure out how much taxes we pay to Uncle Sam. Just like we have the ability to figure out how much in the way of lifetime benefits we get from Social Security. We have the ability to set our own personal fiscal systems because that's the way the system is set up. It's not black and white in our country. It is in other countries, but not in our country. So if they're giving us the opportunity and people are taking advantage of it, why shouldn't you? Now, in your particular case, one question that arises is whether your pension from your teaching is covered by a pension that was covered by Social Security, or whether you will be hit by what's called the windfall elimination provision, and/or the government pension offset provision when we're talking about spousal benefits that you might get from a current or ex-spouse, or widow benefits or divorcee widow benefits that you might be eligible to collect at some date. So these things come into play as well if you were in a non-covered job where you worked before you got into the education business in covered employment, but then maybe the city of New York that you were working for, I think you said as a teacher, didn't actually take any taxes out of your check to pay to Social Security because they had their own system and they were exempt from Social Security. It doesn't mean that you're going to get a full benefit from Social Security, unfortunately, because they'll come back and hit you with this windfall elimination provision in light of the fact that you were not paying Social Security taxes all those years. So that is incorporated in the software and in the analysis that Josh and his company does. So all that has to be factored in.
And that's why you need to call us at 888-988-JOSH. I'll give you a follow-up, but then I'll also give you an example of what I'm talking about with somebody. How much is in your IRA? We'll use you as an example.
My IRA?
Yeah. About how much is in your tax-deferred instruments? Yeah, 401k, IRAs, 403b, all combined. TDA,
okay.
Whatever you got.
I'll just give you a number. Over 400,000.
Okay, so let's say you have 400,000, right? And how old are you?
58.
Okay, and when are you going to retire?
Well, God willing, every day I'm happy that I wake up, and I want to retire at 67.
Okay, so let's say you retire at 67 and you have 400 grand in your IRA. If you spend that down, okay, into a Roth or into a maximum funded insurance contract, you take 400 grand and let's say you divide that by 4 years. So you do the Roth conversions over 4 years. That's 100 grand of income. Are you single or married?
Divorced.
Okay, so if you're single, got 100 grand, you spend that down every year for 4 straight years when you're retired. You don't take Social Security. You let Social Security grow. So then on that 100 grand of income by the Roth conversion, you're only going to pay, this is under the Trump tax code. Now, if we have a different tax code, it's completely different. That's why you have a rare window where you got these 7 years where people say, okay, we got this tax code for 7 years. We only have it for two years and a couple months. But let's say we keep that code. You have 100 grand, you extract, you do a Roth conversion. You're only going to pay tax. This is if you take the standard deduction of $15,409. That's a 15% effective rate. That is historically extremely low. And then when you're 70, because you've let Social Security grow, that Social Security is going to be like 40 grand a year. But because all your money's in Roth or a max funded insurance contract when you're 71, you have no RMDs. And get this, the provisional income formula means you'll probably have no income tax on Social Security. So you'll go from paying 15 grand in tax, maybe the first 4 years of retirement, to zero tax from like 71 to 85. It's a powerful strategy that you can do with the help of our software. So call us at 888-988-JOSH. But we'll give you a follow-up question, then we got to move on to other callers. Go ahead, Rosa.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. 888-988-JOSH. We'd love to meet with you. Next up, we have Claire, who doesn't understand why her 401k is losing money. Go ahead, Claire.
Hi. My question is, I've been contributing to a 401k for the past year and a half, and the, I just noticed when the, we had a little bit of a blip in the system here a couple of months ago, that my share price, obviously the share price fluctuates depending on the market, but my shares actually decreased from September. I had 177 shares. I mean, I had 217 shares in September, and now I have 177 shares. And I don't understand. I understand the fact that the price of the stock, of the, I think it's called the NAV, net asset value of the price, goes up and down. But why would my shares go up and down with the up and down of the market? Because I'm buying in every month. And I would assume
I don't know why they would go down. I mean, if you had a stock split or something, they
you might have a corporate inversion, like when Walgreens did some stuff.
I have three funds in this 401k, and
we would have to look in. They could have done a split. They could have done. There's a lot of things. I would recommend that you call us. Schedule no obligation review at 888-988. Josh, if you want to hold on, we'll take your call when we return. We got a break. 888-988. Josh, folks, get the free book when you schedule and keep your no obligation review and get your own numbers customized for tax smart retirement planning. 888-988-5674. And get a copy of Professor Kotlikoff's best selling book, Get What's Yours, the 2018 edition. Social Security is one of the most important checks that you'll have in retirement. Wouldn't it be worth it to spend an hour to make sure you're not making a mistake? Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
Tax-deferred vehicles such as 401ks and IRAs sound good up front, but did you realize that when you retire, you'll have to pay taxes on all your earnings? You can legally minimize your taxes when you withdraw retirement funds with tax-free IRAs and other tax-favored accounts. Call the Jelinski Advisory Group now at 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH to learn how you could enjoy a higher standard of living with these tax-favored accounts. Make sure you don't get blindsided by taxes on your retirement plans. Call Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, now for a complimentary one-hour consultation to empower your financial decisions. Leave your checkbook at home. They will not sell anything at this meeting, but they'll educate you on your many options in retirement. In fact, if you call right now for one of the complimentary no-fee tax-fighting reviews, they will give you a copy of the book Tax-Free Retirement as a free gift if you call within the next 3 minutes. Call 888-988-JOSH. That's 888-988-JOSH. Now let's get back in the huddle with the financial quarterback.
Callers, Claire, so I would just say we got to call the company, figure out what happened, you know, call us.
Yeah, I actually called them and they said, oh, that's the way it works. And it's kind of strange weird. Because when you buy a stock in a mutual fund, each month you're buying shares, and I don't understand why the shares would go down in proportion to the price of the stock or whatever you want to call it.
That's the way it works is not an answer.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I have seen people who investing in like Bitcoin ETFs.
No, this is a straight 401k.
And other ETFs, they do repricing like the leveraged things. But I'd have to look at it. I'm curious myself. So we'll have to get to the bottom of this together, okay? We'll come into the office. We'll do a three-way call with your institution. And we'll go above people's heads if we have to, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So
thank you.
Next up, Steve. You're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, and Professor Larry Kotlikoff, the famed best-selling author. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking the call. I'm looking to, after deferring for 1 year at full retirement benefits, taking my Social Security early 2019. I am currently employed. I plan on being so for till 70. We do have an HSA plan. IRS rules state that if you are collecting benefits, you cannot be participating in the HSA plan. However, I did find what I believe to be a loophole that was on a write-up on somebody online. I'd like to know if there's any validity to that loophole. And what it basically states is couples where both spouses are covered by a high deductible health plan and one is not yet on Medicare, as is such the case with me, they could still participate in the HSA. All of the allowable annual family contributions to the plan would still be allowed, save for the $1,000 catch-up contribution from the spouse enrolled in Medicare. Is that correct, sir?
I'm not the world's expert on HSA and Medicare, but the my understanding is if you have one spouse that's let's say retired and the other spouse is still working and they're in an HSA plan, you can certainly contribute. And you may also be able to contribute on behalf of your spouse. I'm going to turn this over to Josh because he may have a better handle on that particular question.
Yeah, sure. So repeat this just so, restate the question because I wasn't following it.
Sure. I will be collecting.
You're talking about a loophole and the HSA with a high deductible health plan. So is this related to Medicare? What's it relating to?
Well, I'll be collecting Social Security benefits at full retirement age, and I'll continue to be employed full-time. We have an HSA plan with my employer. I want to continue to contribute to the HSA plan. The back half of that is I do have an FSA plan available to me also. I prefer to exercise the HSA plan. So I understand it to be, sir, that if as a couple where both spouses are covered by a high deductible health care plan, such as the one I am part of, and one of the couple is not yet on Medicare, that of which is my wife, I will be on Medicare, we could still participate in that HSA, and that all of the annual family contributions to the plan would still be allowed, except for the $1,000 catch-up contribution from the spouse that's enrolled in Medicare. That being myself.
That sounds right. We actually had
had
the Get What's Yours Medicare book on a couple weeks ago, and he would have been the perfect guy to ask that question to because he talked
about Phil,
that.
Phil Mueller, yeah. And, yeah, what you said sounds right, and
it
certainly we can find out from Phil 100%.
Well, this is Phil Mueller's document that I'm reading off of, sir.
Yeah, I mean, he knows what
well,
he's
then,
doing.
Then that's correct. Yeah.
Wonderful.
He's a co-author on my Social Security book, along with Paul Solomon, who's the PBS NewsHour correspondent on
the
economics.
He's the guy I would go to for help with this anyway.
Yeah, that's a great book. Everybody should get that, too, if they can. It's only, whatever, $10-$12 with Amazon or your local book. Don't go to Amazon. Go to your local bookstore. Save the bookstores.
Yeah. Yeah, save the local bookstores. You know what's funny? Now Amazon's getting into brick-and-mortar bookstores. So it's
good.
Absurd.
After driving everybody else, all the
everybody's out of business,
bookstores.
And then now our governments are giving them more corporate welfare to come to their city. You know, it's absurd. So meanwhile, small businesses struggle.
And no master plan for how to save the cities and how to there's little towns up
it's
around
absurd.
Throughout the country that are been decimated by these big box stores. And nobody at the federal level has, talked about it publicly. Should we have national zoning to limit this?
I think the way around that is localities need to fight back. You know, local zoning has preserved some towns like a Cape May. You know, very, very few towns really get that active. But the ones who do end up really saving their small business community. Next up, Victoria. Folks, if you want the free book, we're going to not take the final break. 888-988-JOSH,
888-988-5674. If you want the copy of the book, Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maximizing Social Security. If you've already done Social Security, you want to call us for the Maxify Planner. We will show you ways to take money out of your IRAs on a tax smart basis. Go ahead, Victoria. 888-988-JOSH.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm 66 years old. I will be 67 in another 10 days. I still work, and my salary is about $140,000 a year. My Social Security benefits is $25,500. I was wondering if I should stop it and then reactivate at 70. Will that work for me better, and how will that be?
You certainly can stop it. Do you have a Are you married, or by any chance?
I'm married. Yes, I'm married.
How old is your husband?
My husband is 64, and he never contributed to Social Security because he was a police officer.
Okay. Well, I think what you want to do is suspend your benefit, because what's going to happen is that your husband's widower benefit, if you were to pass away before he does, will be higher as a result. Now, he will be subject to what's called the government pension offset provision, so that will limit the widower benefit. But even so, even ignoring your husband, you'll get a 8 times 3 years, 24% higher benefit starting at 70. So
And then since you're making 140 grand a year too, you should also think about some tax savings strategies. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. Thank you so much, Larry, for joining us. Larry Kotlikoff, author, Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maximizing Social Security, and my dad's favorite guest. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674, 888-988-JOSH. Call us now for the free book and get your own customizable Social Security Blueprint, 888-988-JOSH.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group.
Any awards, rankings, or recognition by unaffiliated third parties or publications, including 5-star wealth manager, advisory of the year finalist by senior market advisor, and top of the $1 million roundtable, are in no way indicative of the advisor's future performance or any individual client's investment success. No award, ranking, or recognition should be construed as a current or past endorsement of Josh Jelinski or Wealth Quarterback LLC. Information regarding specific awards, rankings, or recognitions is available on the Wealth Quarterback website at www.jelinski.org. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Investment strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. This broadcast should not be construed by any client or prospective client as a solicitation to effect or attempt to effect transactions in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.